Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum and peace be unto you all. Welcome to Elevated Places. I am your host, Ava Muhammad, and this is our special edition of Elevated Places Thursday night, Ask Dr. Ava, which actually means a forum of brilliant minds, beginning with my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, our contributor and analyst, Brother Dr. Student Minister Ridgely Muhammad, Brother Reuben Muhammad from Melbourne, Australia, our international correspondent, and our program director, who is not able to be with us tonight, and you'll be able to tell, Sister Rona Muhammad. And, of course, we are all blessed to be here on this Thursday, the 23rd day of November, 2017. There's a lot going on and a lot to talk about and a lot for us to work toward in the wake of Minister Farrakhan's final warning and final call, a final warning to the president and the United States government and the people of the United States, and a final call to black people in America and around the world. And we're going to be talking about the press conference that was held at the historic Watergate Hotel last Thursday, 1 week ago. And we thank the Lord that everyone made it back to their respective homes and destinations safely. And now we are prepared to move forward and work quickly to bring about the final stages of the fulfillment of prophecy in the fullness of time, which is the exodus of the descendants of those who were enslaved, kidnapped and enslaved, our parents, our forefathers, kidnapped and brought from the west coast of Africa and other parts of our original homeland, East Asia, which is called Africa, and taken to Caribbean, South and Central America. But of course, the flagship of hell is the continental United States. And it is to these people that Master Farid Muhammad, Allah in person, made himself known July 4th, 1930. So, we got a lot to get into tonight. Naturally, Donald J. Trump continues to act out and really needs a timeout. Brother Terrence's latest Twitter dispute is with Alonzo. Is it Alonzo Ball? The
right.
Father.
Yeah, Ball, yeah.
Yes, the three athletes. He has three sons, one of whom is a rookie player with the Los Angeles Lakers, but his younger son on a trip to UCLA, who's a freshman at UCLA and on the basketball team, on a trip to China, he and two of his teammates decided they wanted to engage in some shoplifting. Bad mistake on many levels, a terrible error. Not just because of stealing, but it's one of the worst places on earth. everybody's not like America, which is a free-for-all. In some societies, stealing is taken seriously. And in a country like China, you can end up incarcerated for 20, 25 years for shoplifting. So we'll talk a little bit about that exchange that's going on and other things that are taking place. But we want to, as always, we thank Allah for our brother, Brother Terrence Muhammad. And Brother Terrence, we're going to start with you tonight.
Well, yes, ma'am. Well, as we start, you know, I know that we're not Catholic, but in the Catholic faith, there's some called confession. So before I can talk, Ava, I have to confess. I have to make a confession before I can give my report. Today, I know for us conscious folks, this is the Red Man Holocaust Day, thanks taken. This is not, you know, a day of thanks. We don't really celebrate any holidays because they all are oppressive on the backs of people and just money makers. So we don't really get into it, us conscious folks. But I have to make a confession that I did stop by two houses today and got two plates, and then two plates were delivered to my job, and I'm sorry. I just have to admit, I'm a believer, but I had to get my mac and cheese from my family. So just had to put that out the way for all those who Ungawa Black Power, we're not celebrating. I did get a couple of plates today. So just putting that out there. And as we move on, as I did do what I was supposed to, we want to give a shout out to Colin Kaepernick. Today he was with the Alcatraz Indians and Alcatraz, and he celebrated with them with their Thanksgiving Day celebration that they've been doing that since 75. So he was there with them in unity, which is very powerful when we're looking at him as a symbol of resistance, in America, which his taking a knee has created a whole movement. And for him to stand with the indigenous community is very, very, very powerful. And I'm not sure if this happened. And, you know, so that was a beautiful thing to see today. And I'm not sure if this happened before our last show or after our last show, but I think we talked about it, but this whole issue of the Keystone Pipeline that they finalized, Nebraska passed it for them to go ahead and push this pipeline. And of course, this always goes through indigenous communities land. So we know we may have lost a battle with that, but we haven't lost the war. Also, my good brother, Aggie family, and I'm trying to remember all my dates, but we know that Jesse Jackson has been diagnosed, or reportedly he has been diagnosed 2 years ago, I think in 2015, but it's coming out now that he has Parkinson's, in the early stages of Parkinson's disease. So prayers for our brother, long-time civil rights fighter and freedom fighter, as the minister talked about how we came out and defended him at the press conference. So we lift our brother up. Revolution has broken out in Zimbabwe. Not necessarily revolution, but, you know, the other day we saw cheers and celebration, but I'm not sure if it really is cheers and celebration, but that's what the mainstream media showed, that Mugabe resigned. Yes. So that's going to be an interesting thing to see what those turnouts will be. So that's something that needs to be followed. Anything that goes on in the continent definitely needs to be followed, because we never know whose hand is playing the cards. And last but not least, I'm getting her name wrong, because I can't think of her first name, but her last name is Brown. The whole issue of the story of the sister who was sentenced to life at the age of 16, has served 13 years already now in prison for killing someone. But the story is that, you know, she was put into prostitution by her boyfriend. And, you know, before that, she had been raped a couple of times. She was born with an alcoholic mother. And this whole case around freeing this sister, some were saying that she killed her pimp. Some said she had killed somebody that was trying to solicit sex from her, and she was forced into a world of drug sex trafficking. But this whole case brings up the whole reevaluation of giving life sentences to teenagers. But even when they talk about the whole judicial system, that also raises the whole issue of sex trafficking and what is still going on in our country. And we know we talk about Save Our Girls. So we really need to continue to look at the things that are going on across our country. And, of course, we will not be remiss in saying continue to follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on Twitter and Instagram at Louis Farrakhan and on Facebook. If you have not seen it, shame on you, but you still have time. You can go back and watch the minister's profound, dynamic press conference, a warning to the president, President Trump, to U.S. government, and the final call to black people. You can go watch that at NOI.org, YouTube. But you want to hear from last, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, last Thursday press conference at the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's a monumental, historic message that needs to be parsed, looked at, heard, paid attention to, analyzed, because we are at that hour. So at that time, with that, turn it back over to you, Dr. Ava.
Yes, sir. And let me announce, too, before we get too far into the program, this is a special edition of Blog Talk Radio, and we are we are having an abbreviated edition of the program tonight. So we will be, and please let people know, we will be signing off at 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Put the alert out, 8:30 Eastern Standard, 8:30 Central Time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Elevated Places will be signing off tonight and returning the law willing next Thursday. But, of course, we're going to get a lot in this time. And Brother Terrence finished with an admonition regarding the press conference, and I'm going to take that a step further. But I'm not doing anything until we get our commentary and insight from the one and only student minister of agriculture, land, feeding self, the number one component in the third dimension of having a nation is the ability to feed ourselves. Okay, once we are able to sufficiently advance spiritually, the first thing we have to do in the physical realm is feed ourselves. Okay. Otherwise, everything we're doing is academic. Oh, and I saw those beautiful pictures, Brother Ridgely, of the canned food and the reality of the new separate state or territory we are about to have. So let me turn this over to you. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ridgely.
Well, alaikum salam. I hope I can live up to that introduction. I just feel like saying, and turn it right back over to you, Miss Ava. But I guess I will say a few things. But a couple of things. Brother Terrence mentioned about the sex trafficking. It just reminded me of Sister Tahiti Sudan.
Yep.
Washington, in terms of the great work that she is doing with those girls, a lot of them who are just out there on their own. And she's actually out there changing their lives, bringing them into her to change their lives. So we have to reproduce her. We have to reproduce her to go after our girls. because they've been put into a situation, an economic situation, where they have no guidance and they have no money. And they have people around them who are desperate and who see them as prey and a product to distribute. So we have to build something for our young people so that they will not have to fall into that type of situation. The press conference, you know, Minister Farrakhan mentioned something in that press conference last Thursday. He mentioned that Israel was working with Saudi Arabia, actually prodding Saudi Arabia to fight Iran. And then that very day, we read it later on, but that very day, Israel offered to give secret information on Iran to Saudi Arabia. So, I mean, it's like Minister Farrakhan was like giving you the news that was breaking actual. Okay? And who would have thunk it that Israel and Saudi Arabia will be working together against another Muslim country? We must ask the question, who are the Saudis? Okay? If you go back to the time What Must Be Done, Mr. Farrakhan gave a very strong, I think it's number 33, on what's going to happen in the Middle East and how Allah is going to mop up the Middle East with blood. The people who are sitting in or over the house are not legitimate. There's a lot of information out of the Saudis, their history. You know, they were put in over the Kaaba, over Arabia in 1922 by the British. The French were trying to put in another family, but the British were successful in putting in the Saudis. Now, why is this important? There are rumors or research out on the internet by people who claim that the Saudis family goes back to a family of people who converted from Judaism to Islam under duress, and some say that they are a sleeper cell for the Jews. This is what's out there. If you look at what they're doing, then that definitely makes sense. That something is amiss here. So when people look at the nation and like to call us names, those from the East, you notice that the Iranians are with us, but the Saudis are indifferent, or, worst case, remember, they offered the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Saudis, millions of dollars.
Listen.
If he would teach Islam without mentioning the Honorable Elijah Muhammad or Walid Muhammad. So who are these people who would pay to have the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad buried? Now we see it come full circle. That these people are under the cover, not with us, and probably not even Muslims. And there's also information out. Now, I won't bring that up. I won't bring that part up. But these people are not to be trusted, and they allow themselves to be blamed for 9/11. Okay? They allowed themselves, knowing that it was Israel, but they allowed themselves to be blamed for 9/11. This is some really undercover, real dirt, real rotten stuff that's going on. And Minister Farrakhan is the one to lead us through this darkness on both sides. So we only have a friend in the real Jesus, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and his servant, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Yeah, you dropped, you left us all speechless with that one.
Yeah, terribly.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, what? But how can we refute that position when we look at the behavior of the Saudi so-called royal family and the close ties, while America condemns the religion of Islam and condemns over a billion people who are Muslim as terrorists, extremists, savages, infidels, and yet the seat of the religion, which is ostensibly the holy city of Mecca, all right, that country gets a pass.
Come on.
It's no sense at all. I mean, how do you drop bombs on a little country like Yemen, okay, which can't hurt a fly, but the presidents of this nation hang out with the Saudi family, and we're all aware of oh my God, his name is escaping me. Bin Laden, Osama bin Laden, is charged with and was allegedly, you know, caught and killed by U.S. Military forces. And of course, we never saw a body, never saw anything.
Right.
But
right.
He was supposedly living in Pakistan, right next to their military base, right in the capital of Pakistan, a man 6'5" and thin as a rail, but of the bin Laden family, and the bin Laden family owns real estate all over America.
Come on.
You know, it's a fact that one of the reasons that Manhattan real estate has reached astronomical figures in cost is the demand. We know everything is based in a capitalist society on supply and demand, and Manhattan is an island. It's not going, you can't expand it, all right? And so now it is nothing for an apartment, you know, a penthouse apartment, luxury apartment is over $100 million. You know, it's going to cost you $3 or $4 million in an upscale neighborhood to have a studio or one-bedroom apartment. And what is driving that is the multitude of billionaires that are cropping
right.
up around the globe, but not the least of which are these oil-rich billionaire
That's right.
Arabs.
That's right.
Okay. So, you know, on one hand, you know, you tell these dumb crackers that the Muslims are the terrorists of the world and you should be afraid of them, but the wealthiest whites and Jews literally hang out with them.
That's right.
It's just amazing. And to see Trump over there earlier in the year and his wife and daughter walking, prancing around in a country that, it's one of the most oppressive and repressive governments on the earth, particularly as it pertains to women and black people.
That's right.
And women are barely allowed to breathe and have to be covered head to toe, but you let some blonde, melanin-challenged woman and this Russian woman who Trump married, and I believe he got her in the mail from the Russians, but they come over there and they're on full disparity. I mean, are they really Muslims?
Come on.
And we really have to ask ourselves that.
Well,
you know, but anyway,
you brought
powerful.
Up something, though.
But go ahead.
You brought up something about how they treat their women and then how the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan made you the first female minister ever.
Yes, sir.
So the contrast between the old, quote-unquote, Islam that's been taken over by others and the new Islam coming up in the West, you know, this must be highlighted because a lot of people want to look at the woman in the nation as being treated like the woman overseas. And my wife is sitting right here in this room, and I dare say I better not oppress her. okay?
No, that's right.
No, that's right, right? You know, I got me a real strong woman here who is an MGT, and she ain't going for that. So that's what has to be brought out to our people, the real deal. And they, our people, we must confront our people with why would Israel give Saudi information on Iran? Who are these people? They must be Satan to put a brother against brother. So it's being manifested right here in our faith that there's some sneaky devils on this planet. And the only person who has the testicular fortitude, first of all, the knowledge and wisdom to find them out, and then the testicular fortitude to put it on blast across the planet Earth like he did on the 16th. Now, come on now. He must have some serious back up. Everybody is scared of the Jews. We so scared of the Jews, we call them different names. We call them small hats and all different types of things. But we won't say Jews, okay? Because we're afraid of them, all right? And I love the way the minister went through that history of how he got in the fight with them in that press conference.
Yes.
He didn't start no fight. They jumped him, and now they got to jump back.
That's right. And as he stated, they attacked him because he was helping his brother at his brother's request. And we better start comprehending as a people the degree of intrusiveness into our own sphere of life and activity, that this is no different in substance than being on the plantation. Mm. It's just a modern version of it. We're not permitted to think or breathe. The brother who, I think is it Draymond? I don't know if I'm saying his name right. Green, that plays in the NBA and recently spoke out and said he does not like the term owners, okay? Of these teams, okay? He doesn't like the. He says it's disrespectful to grown men. See, you know, going back to what Brother Terrence said about Colin Kaepernick, and what he triggered, what he ignited.
Right.
You know, the minister talked about the root. His teacher illustrating the root goes down first before it comes up. See, the minister's been planting these seeds for decades.
Come on.
The reproving and rebuilding of the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now you have all of these young brothers who weren't even born. Their parents were college age when the minister stood up, okay, and started rebuilding the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now they've come of age. And so, you know, once you once that plant bursts up out the ground and opens, it starts reaching. I mean, it's survival instincts come on, you know. And now they're giving thought to this. And wait a minute, you don't own me. I don't like that term. And the response of the so-called owner, the Mark Cuban, who owns the team, that the brother's statement is disrespectful. And all that goes back to as the minister stated Thursday, the ever-growing toxic relationship between black and white. Because to the point you're raising, Brother Ridgely, see, it's not just what we say and what we do. In terms of your thing of the fear of the Jews, it's not what is said, it's who's saying it. It's not what is being done, it's who's doing it. We are not permitted to have an independent thought. And as the minister said to them, you act as though it is a sin for us to critique you. So this is against the nature of life for us to condemn you to in the framework of these people's society. We got to step out of this. We
got
hold for 8 states.
That's right.
And it's 8. Time for ground. We got to do these town hall meetings. You know, we have to start scheduling these town hall meetings, not to discuss the academics of separation.
Come on now.
Okay. But to discuss these town hall meetings are for people that want to do it. We're not there to persuade you.
Right.
It's not a forum to discuss the pros and cons. If you don't want to do it, don't come.
That's right.
We're people that to help us map out how we're going to do this.
That's right. Come on.
You know, how are we going to make our own community? Like you brought up Sister Sudan's work and our girls. See, the problem with the sex traffic issue is an environmental issue.
Right.
That's right.
You know, we have to circle the wagons, and why can't a young girl walk down the street without being molested and bothered? And see, for Allah to allow and call out all of these sexual predators who are being named, okay, in politics, in entertainment, in business. And the minister, of course, called out the Pope and the Catholic Church in the press conference. And so Allah said, if it's under a rock, I will bring it forth. We are in the time of the manifestation of losses. And so while the minister confronts the enemy of Allah with the Christ speaking through him to the enemy directly, we need to look at the part of that message that was specifically directed to black people, okay? So tomorrow what we're doing is we're going to pivot from we just completed in self-improvement, we just completed study guide number 6 of Building the Will. You remember Minister Farrakhan devoted 4 study guides to Building the Will. 5, 6, 7, and 8. That's the only topic that got that much attention. And then those 3 major speeches, the will of God, that he delivered from the National House right after the Nation of Islam repurchased it. There wasn't even any furniture. I think the first time he gave the message, there wasn't even any heat in there. Because I remember us all being clustered in what later became his office. And he was speaking over what is now WVON. I think it had a different number, but you know, WVON, VON stands for Voice of the Negro. That was its original name when it was started.
Wow.
Almost 60 years ago. VON, Voice of the Negro. But the nation used to come on that station live every Sunday. But just hurry up and get off of that we're going to be studying this press conference because we have to parse this. This isn't just a great speech. This is a call to us. It's a warning to the United States, but it is a call. And both of them are final. Well, he gave a final call in 84. Well, make mockery then of God's mercy. Mockery of the fact that he's allowing our deaf, dumb, blind, dead self to process this.
That's right.
And that he didn't just stomp us out instantly like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay?
Right.
But tomorrow, and we're emailing out the study material because it hasn't been printed yet, but we're going to use the Final Call newspaper, and we're going to go over just the first 10 paragraphs of the minister's message, so packed with universal divine declarations. See, all of this we've been doing, studying the prophets, the messengers. And we study the history, but we better recognize the present.
Come on.
Study the past, but recognize the present.
That's right.
And so as he said, this message is not from Louis Farrakhan. This message is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad through Louis Farrakhan.
That's right.
And we're going to be studying, you know, what is the difference between a warning and a call?
Come
White
on.
People got a warning and black people got a call.
Okay. That's right. A final call.
Final. Final.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why
That's
did
right.
he choose the water gate?
Come
you
on,
know,
now.
And to make a pronouncement that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was successful in a new people out of us.
Mm.
So he's saying it was done.
Mm.
We are new people. So what are we doing? I mean, are we aware that we're new? And that's
Come
why
on.
He's telling us we better change because what's wrong with us is not what we are. What's wrong with us is the way we are thinking and acting.
Mm.
We've been around this devil so long and mixed with him for so long that we're going to have to change how we think and act. We were made into a new people, but we don't want to leave God's enemy. So we're acting and thinking like the enemy of God. And that's going
right.
to continue. We're going to continue to be chastised.
So tomorrow,
we're gonna get into. Yes, sir.
Oh no. If you want to go ahead about tomorrow, then I want to ask both of you and Doc
y'all just gonna say look for the email NOI News, and if you have registered with the self improvement website, you already have. If you have registered on study.noi.org. You already have the assignment and the material. But go ahead, Brother Terrence.
That's right. And people can definitely get the latest edition of thefinalcall.com and go to finalcall.com or digital.finalcall.com, digital.finalcall.com. But one of the things, you know, I know both you and Dr. Ridgely can answer that. I just thought about something today. I thought about how it was getting dark, and I was thinking about how we have believers, and this is not a knock on believers, so don't take it that way. But we said, well, we're going to practice Ramadan in December like the messenger, Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, had us do it. We're going to practice Ramadan in December. That's right. You want to fast. Fasting is always good. So what made me trigger this thought is that we just remember how the minister said, this is not from me. This is, and he said it last Thursday, that this is from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He also said when he delivered the announcement, this is from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes.
And, you know, so I'm going to leave that over there. So that means that someone is existing, is alive, guiding him. So whatever the minister is telling us, he is the representative of the Christ, so he's getting it. So he's not changing anything. He's going along what has been given to him by the Christ, because he's not doing this of himself. So if he's not doing it of himself and he tells us to do this and do that, then, you know, you don't have to go back to what we said what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us, to what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is still teaching us today. And I think we really get that he is not He didn't stop teaching. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is still teaching. That's, you know, so I'm looking at that. And then I'm looking at, I don't know how quick we forget. We talked about this kind of in depth on one of our shows, how when the minister laid it out, and he laid it out so well, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, on that night journey was taken. And we always say that was the night of power, was the night that the Holy Quran was revealed to him. And that probably was the night that it was revealed to him, but it was revealed to everyone else over a 23-year period of time.
Right.
So the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, on this near vision-like experience, put something in the minister that the minister said, now after 32 years of getting it out, he really knows what his last thing is to do. And I'm saying all that in context that we really got to know that when we say the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is alive, then we need to stop looking at old stuff that we think that we should be connected to of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is still alive and in power and guided the minister. So whatever the minister has given us is from a living Christ. But we speak it, but we really don't believe it because we keep going back to pick up something because we're thinking we are looking back somewhere for something when he is living and feeding the minister right now. So when you said it's good to look back, but we got to know where we are right now and who's in power and what's going on right now.
Teach. Yeah, you're making me think of the minister sharing with us. You recall, and it's been in several situations, and it may have been in a big, big public situation, but he has said more than once about Brother Khaled, our beloved Brother Khaled, late Khaled. The minister was correcting Brother Khaled about using some harsh language with regard to some particular group, one of our adversaries or something. And the minister said, well, brother, you know, don't use that language and don't, you know, do it this way. And Khaled responded, well, I'm only giving what you taught me.
Right, right.
And the minister said, brother, I'm still teaching you.
Right, right.
And that's the point Brother Terrence is making.
Right.
That this is a dynamic, living reality.
That's right.
A moving reality. And, you know, the teacher is still moving and evolving. This is why the minister at the age of 84 steps out on every rostrum that he stands on, whether he's talking to three little old ladies or talking to the world. He'll say, I am a student the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And he says it in present tense. Now, don't hear me or Dr. Rizzi or Brother Terrence when we get up publicly and talk about our high school teachers. You know, we all had teachers in elementary school, in high school, in college, out in life. We've had people that mentored us or guided us, and we loved them and appreciated them. But you don't hear me step out and say, I am a student of Sherman Cohn, my civil procedure professor.
Come on.
Sherman Cohn, that course, he ain't my teacher.
Now.
In my reality, Minister Farrakhan is my teacher.
Exactly.
Okay, and I just think that we can't overemphasize what you're saying, you know, Brother Terrence, that to say, we're going to do what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. Well, he said for you to follow this man. That's what he told you
right.
to do.
Right.
He said go where he says go. Stay away from where he says away from him. When you see him, look at him. When you hear him, listen to him. So all of this claim of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, he's still teaching you.
Come on.
He's teaching
you
Farrakhan.
That's right.
December Ramadan was a mercy. You know, the messenger styled like women, like mothers. You know, we're always looking for being soft on the child in the easier way. And when Master Father taught about Ramadan, it was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that looked at the short days and then the fact that our people are so caught up in this pagan holiday of Christmas. And said, well, this would be the best time because the light is shorter. get us away from this paganism.
That's right.
And who are we to decide the proper time of Ramadan? We couldn't spell or say or knew what a Ramadan is.
Come on, we're crazy.
We're crazy.
Absolutely.
You know, here's some hog-eating, bacon-eating people. Now all of a sudden we're going to do Ramadan at the proper time.
Right.
Come on, man. Okay. All right, we're going to
can I say one thing?
Sure.
One little thing. You know, when the minister mentioned that when he made the announcement that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was alive, and he came out from underneath the rock, the minister did, from hiding, from growing underneath the ground and coming out in 84, that the enemy knew that the messenger was alive and was back. And there is the Jack Ma, head of Alibaba, made a statement about America's strategy starting 30 years ago of giving up her manufacturing to Mexico and China, and her service industries to India. Now, 30 years ago goes back to 1980s. So when the enemy realized that the messenger was alive and active through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, they began the process of sinking America with us in it, and taking out the manufacturing, sinking the country, so that, because they knew they could not beat Master Farad Muhammad in the plane, now that they see that it is real. And so they start sinking the country behind them. That's how they do. They burn behind them, and they move out. And so we are here still arguing about separation. Look, your master's already separated from us, leaving us in the dust, and we have better get together like at these, you know, committees and conferences talking about how we're going to run things, how we're going to fix things, how we're going to make things happen, because the enemy is running from Master Farad Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in that wheel, and he says, well, I'm going to let the Negroes die here, wait, depending on me, because I'm out of here. Assalamu alaikum.
That's exactly right. And these billionaires, and you pointed it out, they've been gone. Some of them have dual citizenship, and many of them have renounced their U.S. citizenship. I see the reports of it in the Wall Street Journal, especially when they have to get tax breaks and to get certain benefits of these European and they're going again. Going back to, will the real Muslims stand up? These people over here making up these fake countries and fake areas like Dubai and letting these devils come in there. It's unbelievable, but America, the only group of people that seem to be more bamboozled than black people are the poor white trash. Okay, I mean, they'll swallow this thing hook, line, and sinker. It's unbelievable. I mean, you talk about being thrown under the bus, and Trump stands. Look at this tax bill that's going through.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Which is scraping meat off the bones. I mean, you just said it. Here's a man telling them, I'm going to bring the jobs back to America, when he was part of the group that sent the jobs out of America.
That's right.
But as about, and as the minister said, he's transparent. He's loved by a sick, racist group of people who will take any type of mistreatment as long as it's white only. That's all they want, white only. only. Even if I'm living under a bridge, there's only white people allowed under this bridge. Okay? It's why Trump and his cohorts can say and do anything. But I hope we heard what Ridgely said, that they're already separating from us. They're building these little enclaves. Every major city has them. Chicago is nothing but a cluster of closed-in enclaves. They just built another one downtown called Riverwalk. The cheapest apartment in there is $1 million, and they have a school in there. They have their own. We're still sitting around talking. They closed the schools. It's oh my God. Anyway, let me go to Brother Horatio and say it to us.
And Dr. Ava,
Before you move on, I forgot we didn't mention this, and we definitely want to mention this before we get off the phone. Black Friday has started early, but we are boycotting everyone. Remember, we are not participating in Black Friday. So do not be running out to these shops and spending our money. We are boycotting all the way to January the 2nd, all the way to January 2nd. Actually, we buy black 365. Remember, up with Jesus, down with Santa. We're going into that season now after you ate your turkey, they switching right on over to Christmas. But it's up with Jesus, down with Santa. So we want to make sure we're not going to them and shopping. Now, those that got that twitch and got that itch on your neck and you haven't gotten that itch out of you, make sure you go support your black vendors. Go when Kwanzaa comes, support all of them, but stay out of these shops. And stay out there for your safety, because they do get violent, they do get crazy.
Oh, God, yes.
But we don't want to be thinking about you getting no sale for stuff that you should have been paying the amount for right now anyway. So they're not selling you anything. They're trying to get rid of inventory so they can go into black. That's why it's called Black Friday. Thank you. Back to you.
Thank you so much.
And don't tell yourself, my little $100 or my little, nobody will notice. That's how it becomes $1 trillion.
That's right.
Okay. That's how the Jews get our money. They get it a dollar at a time.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So
$1.99.
Don't even go there. Right.
That's right.
Your money counts. It counts. Every penny of it matters. Black dollars matter. Okay.
That's right.
All right. But I was going to go to our call. I have to go to our international correspondent so that we can listen to them. We do have an abbreviated elevated process tonight. And so we've got to hear from our brother down under in Australia, Brother Reuben Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Reuben.
Oh, wa alaikum salam. How you all doing, family?
Fine,
sir.
Oh,
we're doing one. Happy to be together.
Oh, praise be to Allah. I have so much I want to share with you. We have an abbreviated show, so I'm going to be very, very quick. Greetings to all the listeners as well as to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Leading on from what Brother Terrence just said, we are boycotting. That is true, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan never told us to stop. So since 10-15, it's up with Jesus, and down with Santa. You have all done so well, because sometimes we forget to measure the successes we have when we follow the instructions of the minister. We did so well that we forced many of the retail giants to close stores everywhere, and they are not taking this lying down. What I mean by that is this. They have figured out they cannot make any more money with Black Friday spending and all the other unnecessary spending we do in December in the United States. So they're now actually spreading the Black Friday, Thanksgiving, all of those sales that hardly anyone else in the world follows, right here in Australia. And one of the biggest, who are now about to open anytime in the next day or two or three, is Amazon. So they've worked out that they cannot make any more money on that side of the world. they're coming down under. So, and they're about to swallow up a lot of the smaller merchants as well. So keep up with the boycott, keep up the pressure, because that will force them ultimately to do as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has instructed them to do, which is to give us the 8 states and let's get on out of here into our exodus. So thank you so much, Brother Terry, for giving me something to lead in with. Many, many, many more things I want to say, but the most important thing I guess I can say, because I want to say what I have to say and get off and let everyone else come on, is that since the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke to the world during the international press conference last week, he closed with words that said, and I quote him, "I'm leaving now. Watch how the God will give you a punctuation from what I have said today." Now, punctuation in English has a root in religion, that word, because what I mean by that is punctuation was developed dramatically when large numbers or copies of the Bible started to be produced. So these were designed to be read aloud, so the Bible writers began to introduce a range of markers to aid the reader. So in one sense, we could say the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan was warning us that Allah will give us certain markers with real events to aid us in really understanding this final call, the message that he covered during the international press conference. So if we look very quickly and try and recognize today some of the punctuations or markers that Allah and his Messiah Christ have given to us since last week. The first one is in the earthquakes. Now, I don't have time to give all the countries, but do a Google search. You will see there's earthquakes in China, in India, about to happen in Iran. One just happened literally about an hour ago, right here in New Caledonia, next to Australia. But perhaps the most important one that many of us are concerned about is there have been 134 tremors since last week on the San Andreas Fault. So some of the headlines here down under right now is that earthquake warning, U.S. struck by 134 tremors in 1 week on the most dangerous fault. Some of the other headlines are saying that, well, you know, this is a sign of the Messiah's imminent return. So you can read some of these headlines. They're available online and really get to the to see the way people are reading the signs. Now, as well, since last week, this 134 earthquakes, 17 of them were stronger than a 2.5 magnitude, 6 of them were greater than a 3. So this is all in, and the largest one is a 4.6 on the Richter scale. That was on Monday at 11:31, and it was felt as far away as San Francisco. So if we were to read, we don't have time to get into all the details of them, but, you know, we're told Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam. So Allah is giving us certain numbers. There's a 17 there, 17 of them with a 2.5 magnitude or higher, 6 of them above 3.0. If we look at these chapters, if we were to assign 17 to Surah 17, chapter 17, it's dealing with the Israelites. That's the name of it, Bani Israel. This is a chapter that deals with the mirage and the ascension, the night journey of the prophet and ascension into the seven heavens. Today, that night journey is dealing with the journey that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan took on the wheel, which is has his detailed in great detail with the announcement that he had in D.C. back in 1989. We have 2.5, which is like chapter 25, Al-Furqan, the discrimination. We know the root part of that has a root meaning of the name that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave to our beloved minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We have 6 of these earthquakes were over 3.0. Chapter 6 is dealing with the cattle, and that chapter is dealing with the ultimate triumph of divine unity. That's exactly what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is trying to see us, how we have to unite with one another under the one God. And also we have 3.0, which is 30, chapter 30, the Romans. That chapter deals with the modern Rome, which today is the United States of America. So a good reading of these chapters will show the signs and that Allah is backing the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Also, an article came up very quickly. It's just come up. Anyone can read this. The University of Texas, these are the people who study the San Andreas Fault. They've just put out an article saying that it's not just California at risk now. It's actually the entire Western seaboard, all the way from Vancouver, Canada, down the entire seaboard. So these are signs we need to take very seriously and continue to listen to the guidance that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is giving us, and to stop acting as though we don't hear, we haven't had someone to warn us. He's
right
here. He's told us what's going on. He has told us he's about to depart from us. So we have to take heed and not be found like it tells us in Surah 134, Surah 20, verse 134. It reads, "And if we had destroyed them with chastisement before it, they would have said, Our Lord, why didst thou not to us a messenger so that we might have followed thy messages before we let this great shame?" So let's not stop acting as though we haven't had a messenger. We've had two of them. We've had the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his extension today, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And as he said to us during the press conference, this was a message from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So I leave you, family, and I want to hear from everyone else. I'll stay on the line for any questions. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. That when you said 134 tremors?
Yes, ma'am. Since the last week, since the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke. So anyone can look at this. It is being publicized. The universities are studying this. It is online. Yes, ma'am.
And when was the first one? Do you recall? Or that what they said in the first
I haven't got the list yet. Mm-hmm. I will download that list. They gave the key ones where the highest magnitude, the 4.6, but they haven't given the full list yet. But I will try and download that, and perhaps I'll be able to upload that a little bit later on.
Okay, and that's awesome because, you know, he talked about Allah making a punctuation mark on the the message, and it certainly has been strongly stated in the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that is coming. You know, the what they call the big one, which will ultimately take that state into the ocean. And I'm not saying that to scare any of our people that are out there, because, you know, as Mother Tynetta has said, as we're taught, you know, if we're truly followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under Minister Louis Farrakhan, we will know where to go and how to get there and when to go. We will know. And that's why it's so important to clean up physically, mentally, morally, and spiritually, so that we can hear and see beyond the electronic equipment of the devil and shut it off. You know, we're people that project and communicate through the atmosphere without the aid of devices. You know, we understand and know thought projection. So We're moving into that time where we're going to be relying on them heavily. But as always, brother Ruben, you bring things to make us ponder. That's for sure.
And all praise
and
to
you
Allah.
Saying, yes, sir. We got to stop with this so what posture as a people. You know that we tend to have. We just go back to business as usual. So thank you, beloved, so much. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to the callers, and we're going to start with Brother Horatio. Brother Horatio, and I want to thank Sister Rona because she's busy, but she took the time to come on and do some screening for us. Brother Horatio, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Sister Ava, and your panel.
Thank you, sir.
I just had a few comments I wanted to make, and it's interesting. Some of the comments that you all already talked about is what I had written down, which shows you that, as you say, thoughts do travel.
Yes, sir.
As I was thinking about the boycott, and that boycott is still on, and also the economic blueprint, as we boycott, this is the best example or best time for us to prepare for our exodus or separation. That money that we save, that we put back, we should be trying to use that money to fund the economic blueprint, as well as get out of debt, as well as pool our resources. And so as we start talking about separation, there's some things I wanted to kind of point out that we all can be doing individually as well as collectively. And so,
yes, sir.
You know, as we begin to make our communities a safe and decent place to live, and I was listening to what Dr. Ridgely said about when he was talking about the basically we already separated, you know. The integration really, we are not integrated with white people, because when we did move among white people, they left us anyway. You know, the problem we have now is the integration that's in our mind. If we can get away from being white people in the mind, then we can make our communities a decent place to live, because we're already separated. So, but in order to do that, we're going to have to own it. And so there's some things we can do, like, you know, we need to be trying to, you know, find out what our credit looks like. What are we able to buy? You know, we're going to have to buy the community if we're going to actually control it. And if we're going to build a separate community, we're going to have to do the same thing as well. You know, go to a bank, go to a mortgage company or a credit union and see where you stand, and come up with a plan of how we're going to prepare to buy our own community and therefore control it. And so I would say lastly is that, you know, the basis for all of this is what Minister Farrakhan has given us, self-improvement. It's the base for community development. If we don't self-improve, we won't be able to develop new communities. And so that's what's really hindering us. As we work together in groups, what I have found as I work with black people, the biggest problem we have is not really knowledge. It's those problems within the self that keeps us from uniting with one another. And so I would say let's continue to work on the self-improvement, and then we will be able to develop our own communities. Thank you for allowing me to
speak. Powerful. Well, thank you for adding your insight to this conversation, because some of us are spooky, and we come in this and we think that credit doesn't matter. We think we don't need to study business and understand finances at all. And, of course, the enemy makes sure they don't teach finance in school. Even in college, you know, you're just given the most rudimentary aspects of it. But among the wealthy, it's emphasized, you know, wealthy people talk about money all the time, okay? And wealth and assets and land and protecting their assets. And we walk around here like Tweety Birds. You know, and I think it's brilliant what you're saying, that we have to sit down. And see, this goes back to making our own community a safe and decent place to live, and the restoration of the black family, pooling our resources, you know, starting with what we already have. You know, we would find if we could, as you're saying, if we would take advantage of the self-improvement course and start to clear some of the psychosis and the self-hate and the inferiority, we would even need to go borrow money from anybody. You know, we would be able to invest it in ourselves, because we do, as Brother Terrence issued the warning, don't run out there tomorrow, because some of us, even that are registered in the nation, we're going to be right out there with the rest of them, and think that's so cool, because we're not stopping to think through. This is something that we have to do ourselves. We're not going to be swept up into the sky. Okay, it's not going to happen. It's a very realistic step-by-step process, but it begins with doing an assessment. It's like Sister Tia Muhammad, who's been on, talks about we're almost afraid to look at our financial situation. Let alone do we sit down and make a budget or a plan, which a budget is a plan. But do we sit down and say, where am I now and where do I want to be in a year or in 5 years? The improvement of the condition of the individual is essential to the improvement of the community. I mean, that's just real.
Sister Amy, I made one last
thing. Sure.
You know, I was just reminded of the scripture where it talks about, you know, work hard while it is still daylight, because when the night comes, no man shall work. And so we know that the minister represents light, and we know that the U.S., as this dollar falls, we got to work hard now to gain land and other properties that we want to gain before the dollar's not worth anything. And that's going to be a dreadful day. And so I would just encourage everyone to start now, and
that's right.
And work in a speedily. I mean, I'm not talking about jogging. I'm talking about sprinting toward getting together as a community. As-salamu alaykum.
Wow, alaykum salam. Thank you so much. All right, we've got. I think we lost Dr. Ridgely, but we have a Sister Ula on with us.
Commercial break.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa-alaikum.
Oh man, all praise to Allah, sister. This is the best thing. I know we don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but this is the best Thursday I've had. That's where that's where I'm gonna put it. I made a double batch of bean soup. Guess where I get my beans from? Dr. Ridgely. I made about 4 or 5 dozen carrot jumbo carrot cake cupcakes with cream cheese icing and muffins, and I'm just having a ball up in here, you know. Oh, praise to Allah! How you doing, Sister Ava?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Voice and mouth watering over some carrot cake and cupcakes.
I know that's right. Well, I'm gonna send
Dr. Ridgely.
Yeah, he'll come back. He'll come back. But Brother Terrence, I'm gonna make it's not my creation. Another sister from Cleveland had created it. May Allah be pleased with her. But it's called the Bean Supreme. When I'm finished making this bean pie, I'm gonna send you a picture of it. I want you to relay it to Sister Ava. This pie is off the chain, as Brother Terrence says, the flight lieutenant. And so I'm not going to, you know, because the time is short. I thank Allah for you, Sister Ava. I always ask Allah to always pray for you and pray for the best for you and for the flight lieutenant and our staple goods director, Dr. Ridgely, because without him, I would not have gone as far in my baking skills and cooking skills. It just would have been too expensive to do what I'm doing now. So,
testimony.
Ma'am?
That's profound.
What you
testimony.
Say? Oh, praise the Lord. So I'm not going to hold you.
Thank
you much. May Allah bless and be with
you.
Each and every one of you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Is that you? Are you back, Dr. Ridgely?
I don't hear him.
Okay.
No, I'm back on. Can you hear me now?
There you go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, and it tells
you
just Savings Day, I'm going to give her $1.33 for that advertisement.
Yes, sir. Or you breaking out the big dollars now.
I know that's right. The last of the big time spenders.
Woo! my other phone went on the blink, so I had to use a house phone. So I'm back on. But I just want to say
that
was some great information that Brother Horatio gave in terms of what we need to do.
Oh my God! Yes.
That was phenomenal. Yes.
Yes, it was. Praise be to Allah. Okay, we're winding down, so I want to get Brother Hoyle.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing today?
Well,
oh, praise
fine.
Be to Allah. Oh, praise be to Allah. I wanted to, assalamu alaikum to Brother Terrence and Dr. Ridgely, and I wanted to add something else to Black Friday. Did you know, Sister Ava, that Black Friday stemmed from slavery? It was this was another fact about Black Friday. It was a day after Thanksgiving when slave traders would sell slaves for a discount to assist plantation owners with more helpers for the upcoming winter, for cutting and stacking firewood, winterproofing, and hence that's the name Black Friday too. This was another term for it too.
Loans should be enough for anybody awake to stop participating.
That's right. That's right. And
right.
And, you know, like I said, up with Jesus, down with Santa. That's, you know, I'm going to let somebody else talk, but a beautiful show. And like I said, I can't wait to parse this lecture. This, you know, you don't hear anything from 45. Like I said, they're real quiet right now, but we just gird our loins and let the people know, because this is the final warning, Sister Ava. And, you know, North Korea. Did you see that soldier trying to escape from North Korea the other day? It was yesterday or day before yesterday.
I did. I saw that video clip, yes.
Yeah, yeah. He got into South Korea, but everything, you know, everything's boiling up. And I want to congratulate Dr. Ridgely with his agriculture videos. Those are beautiful and informative, brother. We're going to need that.
Absolutely.
Can I ask one question, Sister Ava? I was talking to some believers. Which states do you think, if you know, when we get them, when we have our states, they're more the South. I told them, I said they got to be in the South for sure. You think they'd be more in the South? We don't know. What's your opinion on that, Dr. Ridgely? Throw something out.
Well, I give you what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told a reporter.
Uh-huh.
When he asked him that question.
Uh-huh.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told him that nobody has yet offered to share.
Mm-hmm.
So when they offer to share, then I'll tell you what are the states that I want. But that's
mm-hmm.
how he answered that question.
Okay. Okay.
So I haven't heard the minister say in a particular state, but so I couldn't say anything on that.
Yeah, I think in a believer's meeting, I don't want him to miss that. But that you're right.
Good
I'll
answer.
Leave it alone.
Good answer, Dr. Ridgely. Good answer.
Beautiful. I'll leave it alone. I ain't going no further than that, Brother Terrence. All right. Well, y'all have a great time with your families and everything. And good talking to you, inshallah, next week. And be safe and everything. May Allah bless you all.
Yes, sir. I think on that point, you know, that's what the minister was saying in the press conference. To start with the eight, and he put it out there, and so
right.
it's to be negotiated,
right?
It's to be negotiated, and of course if we look at number four, then the one thing the Honorable Elijah Muhammad does say is the land has to be fertile and minerally rich. And
right.
I have heard it said over the years that he also made it clear, and I guess some in other writings or lectures, that we obviously have to have an outlet to the ocean.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know, to water. We're not going to be landlocked
right.
where we're somewhere and then we have to go past them. To get out. We're not going to do that. But I thought it was very profound and brave and courageous, and I loved how the minister told them. He said, and don't say you can't do it. okay?
Right.
Because
right.
you,
right.
you, you moved the Palestinians out. You have a record of you moved the
right.
Native Americans.
Americans,
okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, so
that's right.
You moved the Mexican people west, so don't say it can't be done. Okay, you have a history of moving
right.
people. You know, once
that's
you
right.
once you make a national policy or decide something's going to happen, and I also read somewhere where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he wrote somewhere, he said 8 to 10 states is not a lot to ask. That's very
that's right.
reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, but you know, you just have
right.
to think in terms of this is, and this is why we're saying these town hall meetings. I'm sure the minister will solicit advice from people. You know, we have black people who are experts in logistics. We have
you
know,
right.
understand military and you know, economics and financing and all of that. There's no arena of life that we don't have black people who are experts in that arena of life. It was just a matter of everything coming to a head, and we're in that time where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said to black people, Allah will make you separate.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's
right.
what's going on now. So we're going to do this
and
town
Dr.
hall.
Ava,
and we're not going to argue with people. We're going to, if you want to come, come. If you don't.
Come.
Yes,
you
sir.
Don't.
That's right.
And,
you,
and Dr. Ava, one of the things that you said that you people need to be very clear about what you said. When the minister said, y'all did it for the Palestinians, you know, when Israel did it for the Palestinians. But when you just laid out about what they did to natives in Mexico, you know, we were like, well, how y'all going to shape the borders? And how you going to do it? They made the United States. The United States has states. Ain't no walls in the United States. You can travel through each state, and there's no walls. But, you know, once you cross that line, jurisdictions are different.
Yeah.
So we understand if you can create the United States, then why we keep asking how you going to take states and how you going to create that when they have done this already. That's how they formulate the United States. You know, that's one, but it's a point. The reason why, you know, and not to be disrespectful, Brother Hoyle, but that's also a point, and some history came to my mind when Dr. Ridgely talking about how white people used to be when they would leave a certain land or they would leave a certain place, they would poison the land, they would poison the water so that nothing behind them. And that's some history that I just remember from Dr. Ridley. I'm not getting the right history. He can go deeper into it.
Right.
But, yeah, so we at war. So that's when the minister said, well, let's have a conversation. You know, we said we separate. We want 8 states. Let's see what you're going to offer. Put your bid on the table. That's all I'm like. You write on a sheet of paper, slide it across the table. We look at it. We make count and slide it back.
You know,
let's come to the table first.
That's right.
Exactly.
Because if we tell them what we want, like he said, they go ahead and start poisoning the world now. So let's just kind of leave that alone.
And we're clearly going to have to have we're going to have reconnaissance and people go in to test everything.
That's right.
You know, once it's decided. But the biggest of all, Like I say on WVON, when the Christians, I have so many of them call in talking about they're going to kill us if we all, and I'm like, what do you think we are doing now? We are being killed. What do you mean they're going to kill us? They've been killing us ever since they first saw us.
Come on now. And we dropping like flies.
Yes, and like you say, Dr. Rizzi, they keep us near enough to control our air and water and food, but far enough away to make sure that they protect theirs. So we it's safer to have a distance from them, okay?
That's right.
So their presence, like right now, we live in these ghettos, these colonies, okay? You can go out in the street on any given day, and there's a white crew digging holes, going under the ground. You know, we don't know what they're doing. We have no idea what they're doing.
That's right.
And
none.
And I did we had our own separate state or territory, we're not going to wake up in the morning and a bunch of white people are digging. That's not going to happen. That's the point. Like the computer says, when the spaceship's about to blow up, you have 4 minutes until you reach minimum safe. We're running out of time to reach a minimum safe distance because the law is about to torch them.
That's right.
He's going to do with the charge Dallas Cowboys today.
That was cold.
It was punishment for Jerry Jones.
Body blow, and I don't even watch. Body blow.
We didn't let that cracker win no nothing this year with all talking all that stuff.
Oh, that's okay. Bringing it home.
We have about 4 minutes.
Bringing it home.
We have about 4 minutes left, so we want to close this down. But I love what Dr. Ridgey said. You know, let's see what your offer is. Put your offer on the table.
That's right.
And I think if there was ever a pharaoh that was made, and like the minister said, God put him in the White House for this moment, because that's his whole life. Let's make a deal.
Yeah,
he'll get those crackers and tell them, you know, listen, I got something amazing, something terrific for you. He'll go right over there in Alabama and say, I know you guys like being here, but we're going to a great, terrific place. Okay, you're gonna have to leave. Okay.
Oh God, we're crazy. We are crazy. This is funny stuff.
It's amazing.
We're in the middle of a serious war here, and we're just having so much fun.
Law is awesome. He is awesome. Because he doesn't want us to cry anymore. So
that's right.
We're down to the... There's something real quick I wanted to read from the book, The History of the NOI, The Pioneer Years, Wakil Allah. And there's a... this book is filled with narratives and testimony of brothers and sisters who came into the Nation of Islam in the early 1930s in our very beginning. It's just so breathtaking. But I just wanted to read this little section I was looking at today. And it's when Master Fadhrat Muhammad was in Detroit and left Detroit. They had arrested him and all kinds of things were happening. So he said, okay, I'll leave. And he went to Chicago. And so here's what is in the book real quick. Master W.D. Fadhrat was much of an attraction in Chicago as he was in Detroit, speaking to packed halls of 1,500 or more people. An increasing number of converts found him to be very knowledgeable and an endearing person. NOI Chicago pioneer Frank X recalls capturing the jubilance and joy and happiness Master Fadhrat Muhammad showed when he was among the believers. Quote, he was always happy. He would come in bounding. He would say, it's been a long time since I've seen my uncle, parenthesis, the so-called Negro. Now listen to this. I promised Abraham that I would come for you. I told Abraham I would go and gather them myself. I won't send anyone. I will go myself. So I just want
to
focus on that. How blessed we are. May Allah bless us to be more committed to the word and more committed to our Savior, our Christ, and their mercy in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Thank you, Dr. Risley, Brother Terrence, Sister Rona, Brother Ruben, all of the callers, all of those logged in. And stay out of those stores.
Assalamu alaikum.